everybody. This is Eric Wood, former Buffalo Bills center, current Buffalo Bills radio analyst, and also author and speaker, coming to you today. And I am excited. I am honored to be a part of this Ben Newman Mental Toughness Forum. And with such an incredible lineup like this, it doesn't surprise me that Ben was able to assemble the best of the best to bring to you all these lessons that you're going to be shared along this time. So it's an honor for me to be a part of this. And look, if I could have scripted it all out, I would not be here giving this talk to you today. I would be preparing for the NFL season. I would be in training camp right now preparing for my 13th year in the NFL. But God had a different plan for me, because you see, before the 2017 season, I had signed a contract extension with the Bills. It was the second time I signed a contract extension with the Bills. And everybody thought that the Buffalo Bills were tanking heading in to 2017. But I could sense a different thing brewing within the Buffalo Bills franchise. You see, they just hired Sean McDermott as their head coach. They hired Brandon Bean as their GM. There was new ownership, and I wanted to be a part of what the Bills were building moving forward. But we were also playing in the longest playoff drought in all of professional sports, not just the NFL. 17 years, the Bills didn't make the playoffs. It was the longest in all of professional sports. I'm the guy who re-signs with the team. I was the first contract that Brandon Bean gave out as the GM of the Bills. And so that season ended up being a magical one. The Bills make the playoffs. And if you have not seen us make the playoffs in dramatic fashion, go on YouTube and check out the video of us beating the Miami Dolphins. And we watch in the locker room as the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Ravens to send us to the playoffs. We celebrate like little kids. You have 53 alpha males in a room, plus the coaching staff, all celebrating like we had just won the Super Bowl. And I'll never win the Super Bowl as a player. But man, you can't tell me that that feeling doesn't come close to how those guys feel that do ultimately win the Super Bowl. That season, I was the only player on the team to play every single snap that year. One of only a few in the NFL, because in the NFL, you can miss a snap for so many reasons. Your shoe could fall off. You could get hurt. You could be beating a team too bad. You could be losing too bad. And so it was rare that you would play every single snap, and I did that entire season. I was going to get my exit physical after we lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the first round of the playoffs. And all I needed to do was him to sign the paper that would clear me for the Pro Bowl, and I could go back to Louisville, Kentucky and see the birth of my son. Well, I had got stingers that year. For those unfamiliar, stinger is, you know, a burning sensation down your arm, maybe a loss of feeling, some numbness in your hands. For me, it was my right hand, which would make snapping the football a little interesting at times because I played center for the Bills. But to me, my high school buddies got stingers, so I was not concerned with it. Well, I get an MRI on my neck with the direction from the doctor, and that MRI would reveal 3 days later, as we're sitting in the delivery room for the birth of my son, it would reveal that my career is over. At C2, C3, there's disc and bone sitting into my spinal cord. And even with surgery, there was no possibility of a return to play. So in that moment, my entire career, my plans, everything that we had going gets stripped away completely. And look, I would love to tell you it was all sunshine and rainbows in this transition out of the NFL and what I'm doing next in life, but it wasn't. The broadcast gigs don't just immediately fall into your lap when you're an offensive lineman that played your whole career in a small market in Western New York. It leads to anxiety. Your whole identity, your whole life, anytime you show up anywhere, it's Eric the football player. Well, now that is stripped, and you have to figure out what you're going to become. Well, so many people over these last few years because of COVID have had a point where they want to make a transition in their life, or they've been forced into a transition. It's made them work from home now when they never thought that that would be how their life was going to shape out. You know, it could be a loss of a loved one. It could be a marriage. It could be great things. But how do you transition in life to make it so you make your what's next in life your best yet? Because I was not satisfied with saying my best years are behind me. At 32 years old, my football career got taken from me. Well, I want to make my next 32 years better than my previous two, because I'm not going to wake up every single day and just say, well, my best days are behind me. Me and my wife always say each year gets better than the next. And it truly has been the case. But how do you do that in life? How do you do that when the rug gets pulled out from under you? How do you do that when you wake up one morning and just say, look, I want my today to be better than my yesterday? Well, I got three things for you. Number one, you need to fill your mind with what you want to show up in your life. Lao Tzu says, watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Rewind all the way back. Watch your thoughts, they become your words, your actions, and ultimately your destiny. So how are you controlling what you are putting into your mind? What are you reading each morning? What are you filling your mind with from the pages of a book? Who do you follow on social media? So often we're scrolling through social media, and that could be a good thing and that could be a bad thing. It's a bad thing if it's simply memes all day, which I love a good meme as much as the next. But if you're following those people that are going to power you, like a Ben Newman, like so many of the speakers on this forum, those people are going to get you to that what's next moment where it's better than your last. And who are you letting speak limiting beliefs into you or speak confidence into you? Be very careful about who you let speak into your life. If you wouldn't take advice from them, then don't be offended by them and don't let them break you down. When I was playing in the NFL, the best mindset I could be in was having that of humility and confidence. I needed to have the humility that every single day I could get better. And I truly, truly took that approach. But I also had to have the confidence to say that I'm the baddest dude on this football field. Ray Lewis is another speaker on here. When we were going against Ray Lewis, you better have the confidence that you can get up and block him, or else he's going to make 20 tackles that day, which he may have done when we played him back in the day. But you got to go in with that confidence. And so those people that you surround yourself with, what do you fill your mind with? Let it always give you that confidence that you are the baddest person walking into any single room, but also make sure you carry that humility with you that you can continually get better. Every single day is opportunity to get better. Number two, you need to surround yourself with the right people. When you're in a period of transition in life, it's enormous to have people around you that are going to lift you up and not limit you. Jim Rohn famously stated that you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I heard Les Brown, famous speaker, talk about one time that over a lifetime, the five people you spend the most time with, you'll make an average of about $2,500 within an average of a $2,500 of the average salaries of those five people. Be very careful of the people that you are surrounding yourself with in your life. And so you need to examine those relationships that are closest to you. And do those people have the same values that you want to show up in your life? Do they have the family life that you want to see in your family? Do they have the spiritual life? Do they have the income? That's okay. Do they have the physique? Because you better be careful, because it's going to get uncomfortable for you if you're eating like crap around a bunch of guys or gals that are eating healthy and vice versa. If you're around a bunch of people that are eating like crap all the time and you're the one eating healthy, eventually they're going to rub off on you. So be very careful about who you surround yourself with. And you know, in an NFL locker room, you're always surrounded by five professional football players. So you're an average of them. And that's all well and good. But the number one advice that I ever have to rookies and the Hall of Fame guests that I've had on my podcast, the number one advice would be to find someone in the locker room that's older than you, that has the career that you want, and emulate them from their preparation to their nutrition, to their training, to the way they watch film. Emulate what they do. And I found this out in the NFL, that there's a big difference in the way a Hall of Fame player handles himself and the way a fringe NFL player, someone that just has a cup of coffee in the NFL, there's a big difference in the way they conduct themselves. And I remember I had Terrell Owens on my podcast, Hall of Fame wide receiver, in incredible shape. And I asked him, I said, hey, what was your favorite wing spot, your favorite place to get buffalo wings in Buffalo. You know, he told me, he said, hey, I didn't eat chicken wings in Buffalo. I don't know. I said, what do you mean, T.O.? You don't like chicken wings? Everyone likes chicken wings. And Buffalo's got the best out there. And he said, E, I wasn't there to eat chicken wings. Oh, you want to talk about a convicting moment, because I eat plenty of chicken wings at Buffalo, but I didn't have a Hall of Fame career. Now, I plan on having a Hall of Fame retirement from the NFL, a Hall of Fame next chapter of life, but I wasn't an NFL Hall of Famer. And so to me, that was convicting. The best of the best, they do things differently. And sometimes it's uncomfortable to be around those types of people, but those are the people you want to surround yourself with. And last, and number three, you need to stack wins. Life is all about stacking one winning day on top of the next. Wealthy people don't buy lottery tickets because they understand that success does not happen overnight. And we would see it in the NFL. You don't win the Super Bowl by having the best team in week one. It's about constantly getting better week after week after week. It's those 1% daily improvements. And those 1% daily improvements do not equal out to 365% better at the end of the year. Because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people watching and listening in that are a lot smarter than me, know more about math. But I would think if you get 1% better each day, then at the end of the year, you're 365% better. That would be just a little bit above 3.5 times better than you were at the start of the year. But the way compound interest works, those 1% daily improvements actually equal out to be 37 times at the end of the year what you started at. So as long as you don't go backwards each and every day, 1% daily improvements will make a tremendous impact in your life. And I'm often asked, how do you go from having been offered one scholarship offer? I went to the University of Louisville to play my college football, and I got one scholarship offer to college, and I end up being a first round draft pick when I leave there. And I'm often asked, how did that happen? Did you grow a bunch? No. Did you get a lot stronger? Maybe. Faster? A little. Smarter? Definitely. As far as football goes. But it was those 1% daily improvements. There was no big moment that I can even point to. It was just constantly showing up each and every day for every conditioning session, for every workout, for every meal, whatever it was, I took an approach to get better each and every day. So what are those wins in your life that you can start stacking that'll move the needle for you? Are you going to start eating healthier every single day? Is it morning Bible reading time? Is it more sales calls? Is it drill work for your sport? Is it simply exercising each and every day? And you see, the number one indicator of success is self-confidence, according to Jason Selk, who many on here have probably heard of. Well, Jason Selk says you gain that self-confidence by tracking your wins each day. So I'm going to challenge everyone on this call, or everyone that is tuned in. Start tracking your wins each and every day. Find three things throughout the day that were a win. And it could be as small as taking the kids to school. It could be as small as one healthy meal throughout the day. Find three things each and every day and write them down. When you make note of them and you write them down, it becomes so powerful in your life when you make note of all those wins that you're stacking each and every day. And subconsciously, you'll want to start making more and more wins. So it becomes easier to remember them at the end of the night, because that's how our brain works. We're going to want to make it easy for us to remember those wins. Through those wins, you are going to create self-confidence. And by creating that self-confidence, you are going to make that next chapter in your life, that transition to whatever you're getting to, the best yet for you. You got to understand, you are not far away from the life of your dreams. Have the mental toughness to make right now the transition point in your life that you say, I want to make my what's next in life my best yet. And you do that by three things. You fill your mind with what you want to show up in your life. You surround yourself with the right people, and you stack wins. It was an honor to be a part of this. Ben, thank you so much for the opportunity to pour in to everyone that tuned in for this talk. I can't wait to see the rest of the speakers and everybody out there. Keep making an impact on all those in your life. You're leading those around you each and every day, and it's an honor to be a part of this.